Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Now, the content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. On this program today, we're going to start out with PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Sunday, March 1st, which is right around the corner, believe it or not, the Harlem Globetrotters, of course the iconic Harlem Globetrotters, are coming to town with their unrivaled family show featuring some of the greatest athletes on the planet. Tickets range in price from $21 to $133. We've got Winter Jam 2015 coming up on Friday, March 13th. Grammy-nominated platinum-selling Rocket Skillet will return to the famed Winter Jam stage to headline the Blockbuster Tour's 20th year. Founded and hosted by Grammy-nominated New Song, the tour will also feature Jeremy Camp, Francesca Battistelli, Building 429, For King and Country, Family Force 5, and evangelist Tony Nolan. Suggested $10 donation at the door, no tickets required. Coming up on Friday, March 27th, it's Cat Williams. After a nationwide run of his highly acclaimed 2013 and 14th Growth Spurt Tour, Cat Williams returns with a brand new tour entitled Born Again, Again. Tickets $47 to $125. Saturday, April 18th, Women's Empowerment 2015. Radio 1 of Raleigh presents Women's Empowerment 2015. Women's Empowerment and Networking Expo was created in 1995 in honor of Women's History Month. This event was formed with the purpose of inspiring, encouraging, and educating. Throughout this expo-style event, workshops, seminars, and lectures are conducted that focus on physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and emotional health. Tickets range from $40 to $85. Again, that's Saturday, April 18th. Tuesday, April 21st, The Who, with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. The Who, one of rock's most legendary and defining bands, will celebrate their 50-year legacy. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, 50-year legacy when they bring their The Who Hits 50 tour to Raleigh. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $139.50. Thursday, April 23rd, it's Eric Church with his Outsiders World Tour. Tickets from $25 to $62.50. Thursday, May 28th, Kenny Chesney with special guests Jake Owen and Chase Rice. Having sold in excess of a million tickets each of his headlining tours, Chesney is the only country artist in Billboard's top 10 tour acts of the last 25 years, and that's with only 12 years as a headliner. Tickets range from $32 to $76. When you consider the price of tickets nowadays, that's pretty good. Kenny Chesney, Thursday, May 28th, tickets $32 to $76. June 5th through the 7th, Make a New Friend, Sesame Street Live. Tuesday, June 9th, Taylor Swift. And Friday, August 28th, Motley Crue's final tour with special guest Alice Cooper. Switching gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, give them a call at 919-996-8700. Now through February 22nd, it's Balanchine program featuring Four Temperaments, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. honoring the genius and legacy of America's greatest choreographer. Balanchine's legendary status comes from having crafted not only a vision for the stage, but also charting a new course for the entire art form. Now, over the years, Carolina Ballet has introduced audiences to 22 of Balanchine's ballets. Through February 20th, The Wolf, presented by Theater Raleigh at Fletcher Opera Theater. This is Theater Raleigh's first ever theater for young audiences production, a brand new dance theater fusion piece. Tickets are $10 to $32.14. February 20th and 21st, Duke Energy Center, Russian Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $18 to $65, shows at 8 p.m. both nights. Wednesday, February 25th, it's Lang Lang, North Carolina Symphony Special at Maymandy Concert Hall. The New York Times raves, Lang Lang is the hottest artist on the classical music planet. Don't miss this one-night engagement. Tickets $90 to $150 at 7:30 p.m. Friday, February 27th, it's Beethoven 7th. North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets are $28. Performance is at noon. Friday, February 27th, it is Pokey Lafarge, presented by Pinecone at Fletcher Opera Theater. February 27th through March 1st, it is Verdi's La Traviata, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, February 28th, the Laurie Berkner Band, presented by Broadway Series South at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $28.83 to $55.52. Performance is at 11 a.m. On Sunday, March 1st, it is Kotick and Lynn Duo, Raleigh Chamber Music at Fletcher Opera Theater. This violin-piano duo is receiving recognition for its skill across musical styles. Critics have cited the duo for beautiful performances in which the violinist and pianist play as equal partners and with great musicality. March 5th through the 22nd, Music Composers, Music for Dance, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Founding Artistic Director of Carolina Ballet, Robert Weiss joins forces with Zalman Raphael to bring audiences an evening of innovative new choreography that spans the centuries, set to music specially composed for dance by history's musical masters, including Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Dvorak, and Mozart. Thursday, March 5th. This is all at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Thursday, March 5th, Sing-Off Live Tour at Memorial Auditorium, featuring groups from the hit television show Voice Play, The Exchange, Street Corner Symphony, and the Season 5 winners, the Melodors from Vanderbilt University. Tickets range from $29.64 to $39.64. Saturday, March 7th, Mozart's Magnificent Voyage, North Carolina Symphony Young People Concert Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices $23, performances at 1 and 4 p.m. Sunday, March 8th, Brillante Triangle Youth Brass Bands at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets $5 to $10 and are available at the door. The core concert, rather, is at 4 p.m. March 10th through the 15th, Peter and the Star Catcher, presented by Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. Peter and the Star Catcher is hailed by the New York Times as the most exhilarating storytelling on Broadway in decades, and it's the winner of 5 Tony Awards. This swashbuckling prequel to Peter Pan will have you hooked from the moment you let your imagination take flight. Tickets $26.69 to $90.74. Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th, Grant Llewellyn conducts Eroica, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maimandi Concert Hall. Tickets $18 to $65. And Friday, March 20th, it's the Original Stars from American Bandstand, presented by Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. In 1959, one man had an idea. Hire some buses, load up the world's brightest stars and a generation's greatest songs, and take the show on the road. Hosted by pop music and motion picture icon Fabian, and starring 60s legends Shirley Alston Reeves, original lead singer of the Shirelles, Brian Hyland, the Chiffons, David Somerville, original lead singer of the Diamonds, and Johnny Tillotson. The Original Stars have played to sold-out houses across the country. Again, that's Friday, March 20th. Moving to the North Carolina Museum of Art, upcoming concerts start at 3 p.m. Sunday, March 15th, Fire Pink Trio, The Goddess and Every Woman. Sunday, May 3rd, Findlin and Magnoni present Carolina Portrait, Songs and Piano Works of Kenneth Frazell. Amphitheaters in the area. Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street, Raleigh. Information number is 919-996-8800. Friday, April 3rd, Alt J. Sunday, April 12th, Rock and Roll Marathon featuring Smash Mouth. This is a free event. Friday, May 15th, Need to Breathe. Wednesday, June 3rd, The Decemberists, with special guest Shovels and Rope. Friday, June 19th, Hozier with the Antlers. Saturday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies with Violent Femmes and Colin Hay. Wednesday, July 22nd, Adina Menzel. And Friday, August 7th, The Piano Guys. And, of course, the schedules for any of the amphitheaters in the Triangle area will be building as the weeks go along. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Regency Parkway. The number there, 919-462-2025. And the box office, 919-462-2052. Saturday, March 28th, Beer and Bacon Fest. 75 craft beers, 15 restaurants, and 10 bacons from across the U.S. And lots of piggy love. Last year's festival was a huge hit. Cary's Porkiest Playtime returns, and this time it is even better. The All You Care to Taste extravaganza comes complete with the best craft beers for your tasting pleasure. And, of course, the food of the gods, bacon. Saturday, April 18th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Saturday, May 9th, Opera in the Pines, presented by the North Carolina Opera. Opera in the Pines returns to the lineup for a second year after its successful and popular performance last spring. Maestro Timothy Myers will lead the North Carolina Opera Orchestra alongside featured singers for this engaging program of popular opera favorites. And you go from opera to Weird Al Yankovic. Thursday, June 18th, Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory Tour. General admission seated pit, $35. General admission seated lawn, $35. Reserved table seat, $45. The mandatory meet and greet experience, $260 per ticket. Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Last year's show was a sellout, and this year is sure to repeat. Enjoy a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy an all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. And just in case you didn't guess it, some of the best barbecue vendors are on site if you get hungry. And, of course, your age will be checked. Wednesday, August 12th, Grammy winner Peter Frampton and Cheap Trick. That's all at Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater. No additions to the Walnut Creek Amphitheater during this show. 919-831-6400. We'll give a quick look to the start of the lineup for the summer. Saturday, May 16th, Brad Paisley, Justin Moore, and Mickey Guyton. Friday, May 22nd, Dave Matthews Band. Boy, does he draw a crowd. Friday, June 5th, Dierks Bentley, Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, and Kanan Smith. Wednesday, June 10th, Train, The Fray, and Matt Natherson. Friday, July 10th, Tim McGraw, Billy Currington, and Chase Bryant. On Friday, July 17th, it's Toby Keith and the Eli Young Band. Saturday, July 18th, Fall Out Boy, Wiz Khalifa, and Hoodie Allen. Now it's audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Of course, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, the screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. All right, audio describe performances coming up soon. Friday, February 20th, Motown the Musical at DPAC at 8 p.m. Sunday, February 22nd, we have three different shows to talk about. Much Ado About Nothing, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. Call 919-821-3111. The Mountaintop, also on February 22nd, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall. Originally on Broadway, this two-person play reimagined the events on the night before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in Memphis. And also on Sunday, February 22nd, The Four Temperaments, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. And all these are part of the audio described performances coming up soon. Sunday, March 1st, The Secret Garden, Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center at 2 p.m. Call 919-469-4069. Tuesday, March 3rd, An Enemy of the People, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30. The box office number 919-962-7529. Tickets start at $15. Friday, March 13th, the audio described performance of Kinky Boots at DPAC at 8 p.m. Of course, the tickets are available through the following: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Saturday, March 14th, an audio described performance of Peter and the Starcatcher. Sunday, March 15th, The Velveteen Rabbit at Raleigh Little Theater at 5 p.m. Sunday, March 22nd, audio described performance, Master Composers Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th, 4,000 Miles, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30. The box office is 919-962-7529. Tickets start at $15. Also on Tuesday, April 7th, Monumental at Meredith College at 7:30. Friday, April 10th, audio described performance of the Jersey Boys, DPAC at 8 p.m. Sunday, April 12th, Sunday in the Park with George, Murphy School on Polk Street in Raleigh, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's masterpiece about the painter George Seurat and his obsessive quest to create the painting that would define his life, his city, and his time. Also on Sunday, April 12th, Sleeping Beauty, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock. Okay, the 2015 Rock and Roll Marathon is set for Sunday, April 12th. Participants in the Rock and Roll Marathon Series in Raleigh will see a flatter course this year. The 2015 race will cause less traffic disruption because it will use fewer major streets. Okay, switching to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Thursday, February 19th, the Rainbow Fish, part of the Arts Discovery Education Series. Thursday, February 19th, Phil Vassar with special guest Aaron Gallagher at Club Carolina. Monday, February 23rd, Film Acoustic with Nico Case. Wednesday, February 25th, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy, and More Electric Tour. A bona fide guitar hero, perennial pole winner, and virtuoso of the highest order, Al Di Meola has also been recognized over the past 30 years as a prolific composer and respected artist with over 20 recordings as a leader. Tickets start at $34. Show is at 8 p.m. Friday, February 27th, Jane Monheit, Hello Bluebird. Tickets start at $38. Performance starts at 8. Saturday, February 28th, the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Tickets start at $32, and there are shows at 2 and 8 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd, Natalie McMaster and Donnell Leahy. Wednesday, March 4th, Jack and the Beanstalk, part of the Arts Discovery Education Series, shows at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Wednesday, March 4th, it is Burt Bacharach, or Bacharach. Tickets start at $47. Show is at 8. Sunday, March 8th, Isabella Rossellini. Art house luminary Isabella Rossellini reveals the surprisingly kinky and confounding mating rituals of insects and marine life in this one-woman show adapted from the celebrated Sundance Channel series of the same name. Tickets start at $34. The show is at 8. Monday, March 9th, Off the Record Tour featuring Tony Luca, Keaton Simmons, and Todd Carey. This is a general admission standing show. This is a Club Carolina event. Tickets are $15. Tuesday, March 10th, Aesop's Fables presented as part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series with performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Tickets are $8. Saturday, March 14th, Ben Salee and the Becca Stevens Band at Motorco Music Hall. Tickets $22. The show is at 8. We're going to move on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tuesday, March 3rd, it's Government Mule. Wednesday, March 4th, it's Michael Bolton. Sunday, March 8th, the third annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience benefit event featuring 30 Durham restaurants and 50 breweries from 4 to 8 p.m. You probably don't believe this, but all ticket holders must be at least 21 years of age and must bring a valid photo ID. Event reserves the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. It's just in case you have a couple too many. March 10th through the 15th, DPAC Kinky Boots. Thursday, March 19th, at Sarah McLachlan. Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, Disney Live Mickey's Magic Show. Sunday, March 22nd, Get the Lead Out, the American Led Zeppelin. Tuesday, March 24th, the Australian Bee Gees Show. Thursday, March 26th, country star Josh Turner. March 27th through the 29th, it's Stomp. March 31st, John Mellencamp. April 3rd at DPAC, Celtic Woman. April 7th through the 12th, it's the Jersey Boys. And festivals and various street events are coming up and starting to gear up, rather, Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th, Coastal Home and Garden Show in Moorhead City. March 20th through the 22nd, Cape Fear Wildlife Expo, Wilmington Convention Center. Saturday, March 28th, High Point Easter Egg Hunt at High Point City Lake Park. Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. Saturday, April 4th, Henderson County Easter Egg Hunt, Hendersonville. Saturday, April 4th, Wake Forest Dirt Day. South White Street in Wake Forest, 10 to 3. April 8th through the 12th is the Grifton Shad Festival. And on Saturday, April 11th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro in Goldsboro. All right, coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, you can call 919-828-5233. February 19, 20, and 21, Gary Goldman. February 26, 27, and 28, David Koechner. Sunday, March 1st, Mike Foley. You remember him as the three-time WWE champion. March 5, 6, and 7, Reno Collier. He's a former PE teacher. March 12, 13, and 14, Marlon Wayans, one of the Wayans brothers. March 19, 20, and 21st, Jeff Dye. March 26, 27, and 28, Steve Byrne. You might remember him from the show Sullivan and Son. It was a half-hour comedy on TBS. Making it like it was already canceled or something. I don't know that. It could, you know, between seasons, the way seasons work anymore on television, you never know from one day to the next. A special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer at Goodnight's Comedy Club, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Friday, February 20th, Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 24th and 25th, Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater. Thursday, February 26th, it's a conversation with Yo-Yo Ma and members of the Silk Road Ensemble. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is also readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.